on Daf Pei Tesem at Beis to learn Gemara and Rashi till we get into the sugya further. It's around 12 lines from the bottom. Leima takonas usha tanoihi. Gemara wants to say takonas usha, that because of takonas usha, a woman is not capable of selling the nichsei maluk, that a filu, when she will die, that the mechira should be chal. So it could be it's a machlekes tanoi. The tanicha that we learned one baraisa, avdi maluk yaitzim b'shein va'ayin leisha avoloi leish. There was avdi maluk, and that the isha brought in, and the avodim are working for the baal, so he has the kinyan peiris, and the guf is hers. So one baraisa says that if she was mapel shinoi or simos einoi, the eved will go out lecheiris. Avoloi leish. V'tanya yidoch, we learned a second baraisa, loy leish, v'loy leisha. That both, either one of them was Mapala Shena or Masame Ayin, it will not go out, the Eved will not go out Lecheres. So Avrua, so the Gemara held, the Kula Alme Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Agufto. Everyone holds Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Aguf. So who is the Bailim of the Eved? The Isha. She is considered the Baila. Now we hear here on Machloikis, if the Eved goes out Lecheres, if the Isha was Mapel Shinoi, is my love, Bahoke Miflugi. The man, the Oma, the Isha, Lesle Takonas Usha. So she is considered the Bailim, so therefore he goes out Lecheres. Umanda oma loy leish veloy leisha islay takonas isha usha, he holds of takonas usha. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi bishen va'ayin leisha ipilahi eshinoi v'sima esenoi. Avoloy leish sima baila esena evidahi pilashina leyotza lecheres. Lefi she'ein gufoi koniloi. The Eved belongs to the Isha. So Vrua, the Gemara held, Baal metalvayu hani tanoi sviralu kinyin peiris, lavki kinyin agufto. So who was considered the Bailim? The Isha is considered the Bailim. Vahochi hainu taima demand the oma loy li ish veloy li isha. So what is the svore of the man the oma that says loy li isha? Why not loy li isha? L'chayre, she is the Bailam. This lay Takonasush, he holds of Takonasush. Hilkach, so Narash explains what Takonasush accomplishes. Hilkach, Mishumish lay Nafki. Takonasush does not make him the Bailam. L'konilem l'gufayu mamish. Because Takonah, l'maise, Takonasush is no. We are only malim the shibut of the kinyan peiris that the baal has to be megareya her kinyan aguf. That was takonas usha, that even though halachically she is considered the baila and she's capable of selling the nichsei miluk now that it should be chal lachem isoso. Alfa pikein, they were malim the kinyan peiris of the baal, that she is not capable of selling her kinyan aguf now. So the halomis ashibud is megareya the kinyan aguf of the isha, that she's not capable of being mafkiya the nichsei maluk from her husband. Hilkach, mishum ish loy nafki loykonilem lugufayu mamish. Chazal never said that it's his. The avodim are hers. Mishum isha nami loy nafki da olim shibude lemehevi kikinyin aguf. Now kikinyin aguf means it takes away from her kinyin aguf. She is not considered the complete baila. because he has an alimus hashibut, so that's megareya her kinyin aguf. So if she's not a complete bailim, so therefore the eved is not yotze lecheres if she was mapol shina. So that is the svar of the mandioma that says loy liish veloy liisha, and the mandioma that says liisha veloy liish, he doesn't hold of takana susha. So she is bekoyach to be mafkia her nichsei meluk mi baila bein ayidei mecher and bein ayidei shichur of shein vayim. So Gemara says no, it's not muchach that this is a machloikis tanoi. The kul alme islu takana susha. Could be everyone holds of takana susha. And because of takana susha, 100% right that it should be loy liisha. Elekan, the baraisa that says that is yoytze leisha is speaking about koydim takana. Before Chazal were mesakin takana susha. So then we say there's no alimus hashibut by the baal, and we say kinyan peiris lav ki kinyan aguf, so she's considered the baalim. So koydim takone is yoytza leish, leisha. Kan la'achar takone, that's teine yoytza loy leish v'loy leish. That's one mahalach. V'boy yisayme, idi v'idi, la'acha takona, could be both baraises are speaking about la'acha takona. V'is lohu takona susha, and the shibud that the Baal has, theoretically, should prevent that it should be yaitza le'isha, because the gather of takona susha is alomas ha'shibud, which takes away from her kinyan aguf. Elulaman da omar leisha veloy leish my time kidarove. Amarove hegdish chometz veshicho mafkin midei shibut. Now let us see Rashi. Goydim takona avishi budei kil kishar kinyan peiris. Before the takona, his shibut was killed. The kimlon, the lav ke kinyin haguf domi. It's not like a kinyin haguf. Some emela, so she's considered the complete bailim. Emela is yoytze b'shem b'ayim. Hegdish, also shoyroi apoytaki lebal choyvoi. A person, a loive, made his shoyr an apoytaki lebal choyvoi. That means that the bal choyvoi is a schus gviye from this shoyr. And then it was magdishit a kedushas haguf. Hivkiya shibudei de malve. He was mafkiya the shibud of the malve. Umutel lemizbeach. And it's mutel lemizbeach. Ve'ein boy mishum gezel. And there's no shayla of gezel. Shekoyach hegdish mafkiyoi hoyel vloy hoye koneloi mamish elo oimed ligvay semen. So Rashi says we're speaking about that a loive made a shir and a poitiki, and the malve is a schus gviya from this shir, and then the loive was magdish yedaktushas mizbeach. So now, it was chal on this behema, on this shoyl, kedusha, and iser hano. And this iser hano is a stira to the shibud that the malve had. The malve had a schuslig voice, but now the shoyl became a dover that you can't be goyve mimeno. It became a kolben, became osabano. So now we have here two factors. We have here a shibudlik voice, and we have here a sibbe that you can't be goyve. So Rava was machadish that the, if it was chal, a hegdish, which is a stira to the schus gviya, so memela, the schus gviya becomes nifka. I mean, you only had a schus gviya on a shel. This is a kolben, and a kolben, you only have a schus gviya. And Rashi seems to be saying, and what is the chiddush of Rav over here? I mean, that's poshut, it's also Bahano, but the chiddush that the shibud is nifka is coming to tell us, umuta lemizbech veibe mishum gezel. That means, lechayre, when the loiva will want to bring the shayr for a korban, so lechayre, there's a reyach of gezel in this korban, because he's being makriv a behime, which really the malve has a shibu to be goyve. He can't be goyve the behime because it's also bano, but he has a shibu to be goyve. So that was the chiddush of Rove. Rove said, no, there's no shibu anymore. Since the korban is a stira to the schus gviye, so memela the schus gviye becomes nifkas. So there's no shibu. Ve'ein boy mishum gezel. It's not considered I'm being makrev a korban that the malve has some schusim in it. The malve has no more schusim. Shekoyach hegdish mafkiyai, the shibut that the malve possessed became nifka, through that it became a korban. Now, how was, if the malve had a shibut, how was the loive able to be magdish it? So Rashi says, that's also no problem. Because it wasn't, didn't be what Bishas, when the loive was magdish the shayr at that point did not belong to the malve. He had a schus gviya, a schus to make it his. But Kozman, he wasn't goive. It still belongs to the loive. And the loiva can make it for a kol. V'davke kedushas haguf. Now Rashi says this aloche applies only if we had a shoyer that was a tam, and he was mandishit for a kol. So memele, so the kedushas hakol will be mafkiya de shibud. Avu kedushas domim le'alimi lafkiya shibud malv. But let's say the shoyl, let's speak about the same case, the shoyl was a balmum. So the hegdish was only a hegdish vedek habayis. Le'alimi lavki shibud malva. So the shibud still remains. This not, we learned a mishneh, moisif malvoi dinar apoydes nechosim elu amunas l'shalom le'ish es ksubosim esechesech. There it says that the malva is goyve the shoyl. Is goyve the kedushas domen. We had mentioned Rabbi Chanan is mavaya. The chilek is there's a yesoidis take a difference between kedushas haguf and kedushas domen. Kedushas haguf, there is first chal a kedusha on the behemoth. The kedusha perhaps gives dinim to hegdish that's called mamon gavoya, but it starts with a kedusha. Kedusha's domim works the other way around. Kedusha's domim works, the whole kedusha that the chayfet has is since it belongs to Hegdish, so memela it has a kedusha on it also. So the shayrish of the kedusha starts with the dine mominis that Hegdish possesses. In dine mominis, a chain is as strong as the weakest link. Just like the Magdish, who possessed the shoyl, it was only his till the Malva take it away from him. He didn't possess more than that. He possessed a shoyl that the Malva is a schus ligvois mei shoyl zeh. So when he's transferring his bailis to Hegdish, so that's what Hegdish also receives. So Hegdish possesses a shoyl that the Malva is Bekoyach Ligvois Mehegdish. So Memela, so since the Yisod of Kedusha's Domim starts with the Momonistic Abilis that Vedic Abayis possesses, so the Abilis, the Schusei Momon cannot be better than the Schusei Momon that the Loiv himself possessed. That's what Rashi brings down the Mishneh, Moisif Malvoi Dinder Apoides Anachosim. This is not Meikar Adin, you don't need Pidyon. No, Shloyem Rahagdish Yaitse Beloy Pidyon. So they say this formality is necessary that the Malva should give a dinner and be paid. Akoponim, so Rashi just explained this memra of Rove that Hegdish is Mafkimi de Shibut. Hegdish means Kedushas Haguf. Now Rashi says, V'tachriche yameis, Kedushas Haguf domi, Umafki v'nesorim bano. Now Rashi says another halacha. This is speaking about as follows. There was a maise that there was a beged that was meshubet to an isha, was meshubet to isha, was meshubet that she had a schus gviye from this beged, and she wanted back this beged, she brought in this beged, she wanted back this beged. So the Yoshim went and took this beged and spread it on the mace, and it became tachriche yameis. Now tachriche yameis are also bano, becomes a nitval to the meis. So it's like a meis is also bano, tachriche is also bano. So memele, so now the shibud that she had to be goyve this beged, now there's a, against her shibud, there's an isar hano that was chal on these tachrichem. So the Iser Hano is Mafkiya de Shibut. That means it makes it impossible for her to firois her Shibut, because it's also Bano. So the Shibut becomes Nifka. So Rashi is just saying, Rove said, three cases of Afkosa Shibut, Hegdish. So Rashi says, Tachichim, similar to Hegdish, Kikdushus Haguf Tomi, Zisurei Hano, Umafki, the Nesorim, but they'll be Mafki the Shibut because it's Nesor Bano. Chometz is also Mafki Midei Shibut. Nochi Shehuves Yisrael Al Chemtzoy. And Nochi lent a Yid Al Chemtzoy. What is Shat Al Chemtzoy? That he lent him money, relying that he'll be able to be Goyve from the Chometz that the Yid possessed. This was before Pesach. So he had a shibud on the chometz. Blehirino etzloi. Now the chometz was not given over to the goy. The mechusa gevayne, it was by the yid, and the goy had a schus gviye. She yoimed a chometz bebeisei shal Yisrael, vein lo goyol of elo shibud. And now, so the goy, this is all before Pesach. The goy, the chometz belongs to the yid, and the goy is a shibud to be goy with the chometz. Shebo eis biuroi. Now it became erev Pesach. Shas habir. Mavkiya iser achometz es shibud agoy. V'chayiv Yisrael lebari. It is mechuyiv to be mevayret. So here we had mentioned that Rabbi Chonon Masechtes Psachim that says two things. Two nekudis in what Rashi is saying. Rashi, number one, seems to say, since the Iser is Mafkiya de Shibud, Mafkiya Iser Achometz as Shibud Agoy, Vachayiv Yisroel Labari, and the Yid is Chayiv Labari. Now, let us learn Rashi Eller. It would seem from Rashi, what if there would be a Shibut? Then the Yid would not be Mechuyiv to be Mevayer. It's Kan Shaila Ben. He has a Shibut, but it's my Chometz. So why am I not Mechuyiv to be Mevayer? So for Rabbi Chonon, we see from Rashi a Yisod. By the Chiyiv Bir, it says, Lo Yimotzoi. If the Chometz has to be Motzoi by the Bailam. Someone has a shibud on the chometz, he can take it away from you. It's yours. That's not called motzi. So if there would be a shibud, there would not be a chiyuv bir. But chometz mafkiya midei shibud, the maisa, the shibud of the malve, the goy, becomes nifka. So now there's a shibud. A shibud, now it's called motzi by the yid, and the yid is chayv labar. That's Pshat, in what Rashi says, Pshabois beyurei mafkiye isa chometz shibud agoy v'chayv Yisrael lebari. Now he's mechuyiv to be mevayer because there's no more shibud. That that's one nekuda, how he says pshat in Rashi. But there's another nekuda which he finds a great difficulty to understand. He says, Rashi says, what is mafkiya de shibut? The isel chometz is mafkiya de shibut. So he says, this is very, very difficult to understand, because this whole concept, hegdish is mafkiya mide shibut, means, because then isa was chal keneged the malve. So this isa counteracts the schusay momen that the malve possessed. The malve is schus gviya, now there was chal on isa, and this chayfetz, then you can't be goyve. So this issa counteracts the shibut, is mafkiya the shibut. That's very good. He says, but the issa chometz is, the goy is not metzuvin issa chometz. So by the goy he's allowed, his chus gvir that he has is not at all, should not at all be affected by the issa chometz that was chal. Rabbi Chanan asks a shayli, says, what will be the din if, let's say, kainomis mafkiyim midei shibut? Then we'll see Tosis brings an a gemara. A person will make a neder, a kainom, and a chayfetz as meshubit, so that'll be mafkiyah, the shibut of the malve, in certain cases. So he says, what'll be if the malve is ruven, and the loive is Shimon, and Shimon makes a kainom on Levi? The lady's now to have a no from this davar hamishubit. Will this in any way affect the shibud of Reuven? Because it's also to Levi. It's nothing to do with Reuven. It's also to Levi. It's mutter to Reuven. So Reuven has a shibud to take it. Reuven's shibud is chai v'kayim. So Rabbi Chanan asks, so the isa chometz, for the loiv it's also, for the yid it's also, but for the guy it's mutter. So he doesn't understand what Rashi says, that mafkiya isa rachometz eshibut hagoy, since there's no isa to the goy. Fine. About kaponim, that's what Rashi says. V'ho desnam bepsochem, nochi shehuva li Yisrael al chemtzoy, mutar ba'ano la'acher ha-Pesach. There it says that it's muta banolach ha-Pesach, so that means that it seems the shibud of the goy is kayim. There's no knas of bal yiroa. Bukilo ravosim b'sherina etzloi. There it's speaking about b'sherina etzloi. The chometz was given over to the goy before Pesach. Shenosne b'mashkin b'yad goy. It was given already to the goy before Pesach. Le'machusa gavayne v'lav shibut u'alekniya mamsh. That is not considered a mashkin. It's not considered a shibut. It's called a kinyan. So then it's the goys, so it's chomet shalakum, so there's no iser hano. It's mutalach ha-Pesach. Shichu osa avdoi apoiteki, v'shichu roi haloive, v'shuche v'goy v'zachoive mimo kemach. Before we see the Gemara further, let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz seems to have a different mahalach to understand this din of hegdish chometz v'shicha mafkiyim midei shibut. But I'd like to give a little hakdomim, and then that the Dvar Yaakov says, and then we'll understand Taisvitz. The machlokes in Mesechtes Nedorim between Bar Pode and Rove. What is the din if a person was magdish something for 30 days? It's hegdish for 30 days. Finished. You don't make hegdish for 30 days. Bar Pode says, hegdish leipoka b'chti. After 30 days. It's hegdish already. You made it for, I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. Hegdish leipoka b'chti. If the hegdish was chal, it's hegdish and finished. It's hegdish leilo. No such thing. It becomes hegdish and it'll disintegrate. Hegdish leipoka b'chti. If it became hegdish, the hegdish remains. Bar Pode does not differentiate between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf. Hegdish leipoka b'chti. Let us not go into the Oimek HaDvorim, but Al Kaponim, Bar Pode has a concept of Hegdish leipoka. If Hegdish was chal, it's not nifka. Rove is a moide b'miktzes. He says, by Kedushas Haguf, you're right. By Kedushas Aguf is a concept of Hegdish Lepoke Bechti. By Kedushas Domim, Hegdish Poke Bechti. So therefore, if a person was Magdish something for 30 days, after 30 days, the Hegdish will go off. By Kedushas Aguf, it will not go off. Fine. That is a Hagdome to our Taisus. Now let us see Taisus. So the Taisus is a Hegdish Chometz Veshicho Mavkim Bidei Shibut. Imoso Shoyre Apoiteki. Any iser, I have here a girsa, she'enom ru'uyin lifkoya, an iser that will not dissolve by itself. That means we have isurim, rovis also moide, like dushes aguf, and all isurim, if the iser was chal, if an Issa was chal, it will not go off. The Issa was chal on it, the Issa remains. So Hegdish is not only speaking about Hegdish, we're speaking about Kol Isurim She'ein Ru'ush Einon Ru'yem Lifkoya. That they will not become Nifka. K'goin Itzle de Milse, de Posu Amis, was chal on Issa Rano. K'goin Kainomes. Kainomis God is called the Hegdish also, the Peik Afalpi. And now here Taisa says the Lomdis. The Kivin Shiyesh Le Issa Koyach Locho Shalach, as if the Issa was Chal, the Issa was Chal. And why was the Issa Chal? The Rova Le Taimei Doma Vepeik Kosho Bal Choyv Mikano Lahabu Goyve. Rova holds that Bal Choyv, when he's Goyve, he's Goyve Mikano Lahabu. That means till now belongs to the Loive. And Shivud means that the Malve is a Schus Ligvois. But when will he acquire it? When he's Goyve. So when the Issa was Chal, it did not belong to the Malve yet. It would still belong to the Loive. The Malve can make it become his. But before the Gmir, it's the Loive. So if it was the Loive, so the Issa was Chal. Therefore, Vishapil Magdish Aloiv, so the Loiv could put an Issa Hegdish on it, Vishu Loipoka, Betreifes Balchoi. So then, he wants to be Goivet, I'm sorry, the Issa was Chal, the Issa remains. Avol Kedushas Domim, there's no such concept by Kedushas Domim that if the Issa was Chal, it will not become bottle. It's not true. There's an Issa can be chal on the chayfetz, yopoide the chayfetz. That means the Issa was, because when the Issa was called when it was mom and gavoya, I'm poide it, it's mom and gavoya, so the Issa goes off. The Issa is not an Issa hechloti, an Issa nitzri, it's an Issa that, basheru shom, it's mom and gavoya, so it's also. You'll make an ice mom and gavaya through a pidyon, so the Issa will fall off. So I'll make it another way, ice mom and gavaya. The balchoyv is a schus gviye. So just like you can take it away from the loive, the magdish, you can take it away from hegdish. And now Taisus brings a very interesting moshul. Or raya, kida ashkren bestei mikte. A posik in the Torah, a person, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven, there was a karka that belonged to Reuven. Shimon purchased the karka. So now it's Shimon's karka to Yovel. Yovel goes back to Reuven. Now, Shimon was magdish the karka. Karka is a ktushis by the kabayis. So the Pasuk says, what happens when it becomes Yovel? The Issa, the Karka goes back to Reuven, to the Bailam HaRishonim. Aye, what happened with the Issa? It was also till now. The Issa was, Kozman, the Loive had a Bailus on, I'm sorry, Kozman, the Lekeach had a Bailus on the Karka. So the Hegdish was Chal. A chain is as strong as the weakest link. The minute the Yovel is Chal, which is Mavkiya, the Bailas of the Lekeach, so the Hegdish is also Nivka. כי אשכם בסתי מיקנק שהקדישו להיקח איזר סלבי לביובו, שאין כוייך להקדיש בקדוש הסדומים, יויסה מן המקדיש, הקדיש isn't stronger than the מקדיש, וכי פוקה כוייך מקדיש, פוקה כוייך הקדיש. Now, I'd like to mention the Bar Yaakov brings down an Imre Moshe that asks Alom de Shekashe and says Alom de Sheteres. Tosfos is bringing a raya that you see Kedushas Domim, you say a chain is as strong as the weakest link. That just like the Shibut can take away over there by Mecha Chememka, just like the Yovel makes an oisle, the oisle doesn't belong to the Lekeach, the Hegdish that the Lekeach made also is Nifka. So the Imre Moshe asks Alom de Shekash. He asks as follows. He asks, there's a tremendous difference between if you have, let's say, a Shoyer or a Kalkia, that's Meshubetam Alva, and a Kalke that a Lekeach purchased from a Moicha. He says, what's the difference? He says, the difference is as follows. When a Loive has a Kalke that's Meshuba to the Malva, who does the Kalke belong to now? Well, now belongs to the Loive. For how long does it belong to the Loive? It's his forever. Till the Malva will be Goyved. That means the Malva has to be Goyved. Because man, the malva is not goivit, the malva takes away. Because man, the malva is not goivit, it belongs to the loive. So when the loive is magdishit, he's magdish something that bishas magdish belonged to him forever. Because Basher Rosham, he was the bailam forever. But what is the case of a stay mikna? A stay mikna is lochera, the case is not like that. By a stay mikna, the case is, it belonged to the Lekeach, he bought it till Yevul. After Yevul, it's not his. It's not his after, he only bought it till Yevul. So Memela, for after Yevul can't be Magdishit. So how can Tosfos compare the Hegdish of a Lekeach to the Hegdish of a Loive? That's Imre Moshe's Kasha. The Hegdish of a Loive, you want to say, Shtik Teira, say, but don't bring your eye from the posse. The Hegdish of a Loive, the Loive was Magdish something which was his, the Netzach Netzachim b'shas the Hegdish. The Malva wasn't going yet. So Memeil could be there, the Hegdish is ready, chal and finished. Masha ain't came, by a stay mit, it's only the Lekech, it can't be Magdish something doesn't belong to him, so the Hegdish is only till Yoiv. Azef Rektim Remosh, and Lom de Shekashe, and he says, Alom de Shetetz, what's the Lom de Shetetz? He says, the Gemara says in Bob Metziah, I got news for you. Yovel Avkata de Malka. Yovel is not pshat. Yovel is not pshat that it belongs to the Lekeach till Yovel. No. It belongs to the Lekeach forever. It's the Lekeach. When Yovel comes about, the Torah, that means it belongs to the Lekeach forever. And Lo Yitzuya, will be bottled the Yovel, a guten Tag. So it belongs to the Lekeach forever. Yovel Avkata de Malka means that when that the Lekeach purchased it forever, when it becomes Yovel, the Torah takes it away from the Lekeach. It was yours. When it comes Yovel, I'm going to take it away from you and give it back to the Moicha. That's called Yovel Avkata de Malka. So Memela, so then the Dimyon of Tosfos is Moiradik. So the Dimyon of Tosfos is Sai by a Lekeach, Sai by a Loive. Sai by Lekeach, Sai by a Loive, it belong, because they were Magdish something that belonged to them forever. Afal Pikein, the din is that your Hegdish is not stronger than your own Bailas. And just like it can be taken away from you, Yovel will take away from you, the Shibud will take away from the Loive. So if you made it Hegdish, Hegdish is not in any way better than the Magdish. Hegdish is not better than the Magdish. So Al Kaponim, the Dimyan is a very good Dimyan. And by Kedushas Domim, we see there's no concept, and that's of Kedusha Loi Poka Bechdi. Kedushas Domim is Poka Bechdi. if the moment, the status of the moment changes, which affects the Kedusha, so Kedusha is Pake Bechdi. I know time with the Chometz, and that's the same reason of Chometz, that Chometz, since the Issa was Chal, like Pake Bechdi, and the time with the Shicha, became a Ben Chayrim. So he can become a Knani that becomes a Ben Chayrim. He's a Ben Chayrim, finished. He can't become a Ben Chayrim. I don't understand too clearly when the time with the Chometz, because Chometz is only Osir and Pesach min HaTorah, after Pesach becomes Mutter, so I don't know. This means this of Chometz Shavuot or Pesach. I don't understand this too clearly. Anyway, let's go for it. V'riva mei v'rayim Yerushalmi. The Riva brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. This concept that the whole Lomdus is that it's loipoko. If something was chal, it can't change. So the koma leimertzinu eved mishtacha v'choizer mishabet. The Yerushalmi says if an eved knani becomes once a ben choyren, a ben choyren can't become an eved. He became a yid already. He can't become an eved. So we see that is the lumdus. The lumdus is if something was chal, it can't change. If an eved knani became a yid, he's a yid. A yid can never become a goy. That is the lumdus. So if chal a kedushas aguf, a kedushas aguf leipok, if it came kodesh, the kedusha will never go off. That's we see take from the Yerushalmi this concept. Ubishas iso chometz v'shicha yechometz v'eved v'shus pailam v'sul leipok. Fine. So Mamela Taisa said, the lumdus is the Isurim Leipoke, Cheres Leipoke, and that's it. Ubechlal Hegdish, now Taisa's has a problem, why did Rava only mention these three things, they're a little more. So Taisa says, Ubechlal Hegdish, have a Kenomis. Kenomis is also like Hegdish, it's a Yeshmila Bekenomis, it's a type of a Hegdish. Vidova Hamekatsa Lemeis, or tachichim, it's also like hegdish. V'chein also beisay apoyteki v'ishtach v'loy, if a person made his bias in apoyteki, and then he made it in avodah zarah, it's also bechlal hegdish. That means it was chal d'isar avodah zarah, it was chal d'isar yisurayano. If yisurim achal, they're not nifka. So memele, so Tosfos now said the lumdus. The lumdus is if something was chal, it will never change. Hegdish lepoke bechdi, shicha lepoke bechdi. So emele, that's the lumdus. And all the other cases, kenamis is hegdish, abedizor is hegdish, tachichem is hegdish. So that's, now we, that is pshat and rov. V'hod lechoshiv rov mecher shemafkiyim idei shibut. The Taisa says, I have another case that's machkiyim midei shibud mecher. If I made a share and a loyve made a share in a poitiki, and then he sold the share to a lekeach, the malva can't be goyve from the lekeach. So we see another case that's machkiyim midei shibud. So Taisa says, that has no shaykhis at all with what Chov is saying. Mishum lehava ketay medachini. This is not the same reason that there's a hafko from the shibud. Demin adin loy mifka. That means if I sell a shoyer, which is not paytiki, so meikar adin, the malva goes to the lekuchis and takes the shoyer. Like every shibud that the loyve sells, so the malva is goyve from the lekeach. The bailus of the lekeach is not better than the bailus of the meicher, of the loive. Ella, there it's a different din in ganzen. Ella takanta the rabbanon whom mishum pseided lekuches. There it's a takana the rabbanon mishum pseided lekuches. The less like Allah. There the aloche is, if I sell a shoyer, and I can't, the malva can't be, the loive sells a shoyer and a poitiki. The malva cannot be goyve from the lekeach is because a different reason, because the lekeach comes. I didn't know that this was an apoyteki. there's no koil by yesher, so you will, the whole economy will go down the drain. If you'll start, if you sell metaltalim, which the lekeach is unaware that this is mishubadikim metaltalim, so people, there won't be an economy, people won't be purchasing any more metaltalim. So memeils chazal made a takone, since the lekeach is really innocent, he did not know that this is a share that's a meapoitiki. So Chazal said, he can't be goyver from the lekeach. The ha'osa abdayapoitiki, the islaikola, fakert, you see that that's the lomdis, because what if a loyver made his evident a poitiki, and by an evident there is a koil, in mochoy, bachoy goyver men. So memeile, so that's why we have these three cases of mafkimide shibudan. The other cases fall into Hegdish, Abedisore, Tachichen, Kenomis, Inami. Now Tais wants to say another teretz. Why did Rav only mention these three cases? Inami lechoshiv Rav elhani tlas loshni mas nisn leberaisi. Rav did not somehow say a klal. He wanted to say pshat na mishnah ora beraisi. So on that Mishnah that there was a problem to understand, he said, Hegdish mafkimi de shibud, Chometz mafkimi de shibud. There were problematic Mishnayis or Baraisis, and that, Rav said, is din. He's not saying all generalities. Elahani tlas lishniyim asnisin loy Baraisi, the Hegdish itma a Baraisi, the Kainomis vafalpi, there's a Mishnah by Kainomis that it's mafkimi de shibud, v'shicha masnisin da shileyach, the shuras hadinei ne'evet chayv klum l'raboy, if they're talking about he made it after a poitiki, and the other in rishin was a mishacher him, so he's not chayv to the other msheni. So Rava says, you know why? Because shichem afkim idei shibu. V'chomet samas nisim de kol sho, v'nochi shilvi yisrael alchem tzayach ha-pesach muta ba'ano, v'maitai mekminu b'shin atzloi, because else it would be chometz mafkim idei shibud. Hilkach leichosh limnois leiser meis leiser avoy dezor lotzid abach skirse leiser acher. He's not talking about other isurim. Rav is not telling us halachis and afko shibud. Rav is telling us pshatim in these mishnayos and berais. Let us just go a little further. So the Gemara, so we had over here a machloikis, two baraises, if you had an eved of shalnichse maluk, and an eved shalnichse maluk, and we have, the isha was mapo shinoi. So one baraise says that it, he goes out lecheiris. The Gemara didn't understand this. If you hold up the Konasusha, why should go out Lecheiris? The Gemara says, no, because of Rave. Rave said, Hegdish mafki midei shibut, shicha mafki midei shibut. Frag the Gemara, fine. So that's the reason of the Baraisa that says that he's Yotzer Lecheiris. We had another Baraisa that says it's not Yotzer Lecheiris. So the Gemara asks, Leime de Rave Tanoi, we have a one baraisa that says it doesn't go out lecheira. So you don't say shicha mafki midei shibud. So lecheira come out, Rav is members of machlekes tanoi. Zmor says loy, the kulalme islu de rove. Everyone holds like rove. Pohoche almu rabonon lishibude de baal. Here there's a machlekes of almu rabonon lishibude de baal that it shouldn't go out lecheira. Now, I just like to mention, I saw the Mafteich brings down from Nachal Yitzchok. I think this is what the Nachal Yitzchok means. We had before Takonas Ushe. Takonas Ushe was a shibud, and because of this shimud, they were malim the shibud, that she, even though kinyan peiris lav ke kinyan aguf, and she should be considered the bailam, but they were malim the shibud that she's not considered the bailam, and she can't sell the nifsim aluk boi de tachtov. was Alomas Hashibu. Not that they made him the Bailam, or Al Kaponim, his Bailas is that she's not considered a Bailam. They took away from her Shibu Daguf. They were Malam. They took away from her Kinyan Aguf, that since they were Malam his Shibut, that is the Lomdus of Takana Susha. But Rav said, but it's still a Shibut. It's a Shibut Olim. But we have a klal, Shicha Mavki Midei Shibut. Shicha Mavki Midei Shibut. So Rav held that even though there's a Takonis Ushe that prevents her from selling, it was a Bezunter Takonis, she doesn't have a Koyach Mechir. We have another case. We have another case. Not that she wanted to sell it, to sell the Nichse Meluk. She grad was Mapel Shinoi. And Alpi Gidrei Aloche, if Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Aguf, so if she was Mapel Shinoi, she's the Baal Aguf, she's the Baalim. So this Apollos HaShein should be Meshacha the Evet. The Shaila is, in this specific case, did they say that she's not bekoyach to be meshacha with a malim his shibut that the evet can't become meshucha al yidei her kinyan aguf. That means if the inyan would be that they gave him the goof, so then there's nothing much to talk about. They never gave him the goof. It's not his. But it's his, that it's so much his that it shouldn't be hers. So now, the Gemara held till now, that was only said legabi mechire. That was the ikka concern. A person gets married to Anisha, and then she has nichse meluk, and then she'll decide to sell the nichse meluk. So Mamela, they wanted to make sure she should not be capable of selling the nichse meluk. That was takonas usha, but takonas usha only worked legabi mechire, not more than that. So when it comes to shichel, we go to ikar adin, and we have a cloud that shicha mafki midei shibut. To say that there was a special aloche legabi shicha that she can't be mishacha, that there were malim the shibut of the husband, the amur rabbonin the shibut is the baal that she's not prepared to be mishacha, this we have a machlekes tanoim. That is the machlekes tanoim. One tana holds that they were malim, and that's why it's ain't a yetzel leli ish veleli ish. One time the whole that they weren't malam. Now let us just see Taisvitz. Amur Rabbonu Shibudi Dabal. So Taisvitz says, Taisvitz is Moira something very interesting. Hochi have a plukta bochi. Here there's a machlekes tanoim. Were they malam? Weren't they malam? The perk afopi omar denke nomis mafkin midei shibut dabal tormuo. Here there's no shaila. Kenomis cannot be mafkin midei shibut. They were malam shibut dabal. And that everyone agrees. There they were malam the shibud of the isha. The prophet of mishubud lahechim otzimadalo. But not kainim shani yisal apicha. There we see by shibud the baal and shibud the isha. Lagabi maisi yodel. Lagabi odin yonim. There they were malam the shibud. Obi yivom ispeik almona gabi itzla de milse. If they made a tachichim. There we say, Fakerta Tachichim, according to everyone, is Mafkiya the Shibud of the Isha. Gabitzla de Milsa, Leyamur Abona the Shibud of the Isha. So we see different places in Shas, it's very, very interesting. By us, by Yoitze B'Shem Vain, is a Machlekes Tanoi. By Maise Yodel, everyone agrees, Amur Abona the Shibud of the Baal. Gabi Yitzle, the Basu, Amisne, everyone agrees, Loyamu Shibud de Isha. Elamrin and the Nasoki Basu Amisne. Vitzorech Loyma, so Taisus is just telling us guidelines. The Yesh Mekoimish, Tzorech Lalam Koichaba Bokoich Isha Yesh Mokemach. That means Chazal were done each case separately. The necessity in the tzorech, is there a tzorech to be malam? Is there not a tzorech to be malam? So therefore, each case has its own halacha.